The subject of anthropology tries to piece together and explain how present-day humanity came to be. Using archaeology, linguistics, and genetic research, anthropologists hope to understand where the various races originated from, and how and when they populated the various continents around the globe. The current accepted model for the current distribution of mankind is called the Out of Africa theory, or hypothesis, which states that African monkeys evolved into apes, then into upright walking hominids, then into sub-Saharan Africans, who then allegedly left Africa and mutated into the various races of Europe, Asia, and the Americas. Europe was populated by modern humans around 35 to 40,000 years ago. The first modern human specimen discovered is called Cro-Magnon, which was named after a big cave in the Pyrenees Mountains where the remains were found. Keep in mind that to an anthropologist, the term modern, as in modern human, is very different than the term anatomically correct human. While there are various types of hominids that were walking around upright several hundred thousand years ago, they are not called modern in an anthropology classroom. Maybe in an internet chat room, but in the field of anthropology, modern implies certain characteristics that first show up around 35 to 40,000 years ago with Cro-Magnon types. For example, Cro-Magnon was the first and only known hominid on Earth with a chin, which is understood as an agricultural trait, as opposed to other hominids that have a large degree of prognathism, which is a term that means how far the mouth sticks out from the face, like an ape. Before Cro-Magnon, there is no known evidence for bone arrows, no known evidence for spears, and no known bifacial tool technology, period. For those interested, I explain these differences in detail in my book, Species with Amnesia. That said, the first modern human shows up in the fossil record around 35,000 years ago, and other hominids such as Neanderthal, Homo erectus, Denisovan, and anything else you come across is not considered modern, even if it walks upright, has two arms, two legs, a head, and has other anatomically correct features. The species associated with the term modern first populated Europe around 35,000 years ago, and genetic testing on Cro-Magnon types have indicated it was nearly identical to certain European populations we see living there today. So there's a big problem with the theory that sub-Saharan African populations left Africa and instantaneously and magically mutated into modern Europeans. And this goes beyond skin color, as this would also require a dramatic change in bone structure of the skull, prognathism, and other physical phenotype features such as hair, but more importantly, it is ruled out genetically, as sub-Saharan populations have been shown through genetic sequencing to contain DNA from hominids that are not contained in non-sub-Saharan African populations, such as Asians and Caucasians, and vice versa, meaning Asians and Caucasians have been found to have genetics that are found only in trace amounts in sub-Saharan populations, such as Neanderthal DNA. I say trace amounts because it happened the other way around. Sub-Saharan Africans did not populate Europe and interbreed with Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal there. However, Cro-Magnon interbred with Neanderthal in Europe and then entered Africa and had offspring with species which then became modern sub-Saharan populations. Scientists call this a ghost species, as they have determined this through genetics and have yet to identify the hominid in the fossil record. But most studies speculate that it was Homo erectus or Homo habilis, which are 1.8 million years removed from other Cro-Magnon or modern humans. So that leaves us with the question, where did Cro-Magnon come from, if not sub-Saharan Africa? Or where did modern humans first come from, such as the Basques, who, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, are the direct descendants of Cro-Magnon, who are currently living in the same place where Cro-Magnon was discovered. The Basque have among the highest concentration of Rh-negative blood on Earth, a fact that I've discussed in my books and other popular videos, which I'll include a link to in the description, and that have explained that this blood type originates with Cro-Magnon. While it is true that Rh-negative has also been found in some very late Neanderthal specimen as well, please keep in mind that Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal interbred for about 7,000 years, and those were hybrids, as older Neanderthal specimens have not only been shown to be Rh positive, but they were not even recessive carriers of Rh negative blood. When we look at this map showing the distribution of haplogroup X, a genetic marker found mostly in ancient Europeans or Cro-Magnon types, it draws our attention to the other side of the Atlantic as well, where just this morning I was interested to read this article, which has a headline that reads, "First humans may have reached the Americas and settled in Mexico 15,000 years earlier than previous thought, studies show." Now, the earliest accepted arrival date for the peopling of the Americas is currently about 15,000 years ago, which is slightly after the Clovis era. Clovis is a type of bifacial stone tool technology, similar to the Solutrean spear tips found in Europe. The dating of this settlement is based on coprolite found in what are known as the Paisley Caves in Oregon, presuming that the settlers arrived along the Bering Strait from Alaska and Siberia. I'll go ahead and translate that for you. Coprolite is the scientific term for ancient poop. So they discovered some 15,000-year-old poop in a cave in Oregon and established that as evidence for the earliest arrival of Native Americans into North America. And that was taught to me when I was in school. Of course, for those familiar with my work, I've demonstrated that there are stone tools found along the east coast of the U.S. that have been chemically tested to come from France, as well as numerous remains which are considered the oldest found in North America that have European ancestry. That said, this morning's article references finds made in Mesoamerica, more specifically a cave in Mexico, revealing that humans arrived on the continent 33,000 years ago, a time period which closely resembles the first modern human arrival in Western Europe with Cro-Magnon. The article says that, quote, "researchers do not know exactly how people first reached Americas at this time." And that makes sense, as they remain baffled, as they are conditioned to think only in terms of an obsolete theory which predates the sequencing of the human and other hominid genomes and insists all origins must come from sub-Saharan Africa. This old, politically motivated, and racist theory relies on missing links in the hopes of linking humanity to mutating monkeys, despite the fact that this does not pan out in the fossil or genetic record. It also does not present itself in any known mythology from any culture around the world. No race traces their origins from primates. That said, the archaeology, fossil record, genetic record, and mythology of many cultures on both sides of the Atlantic speak to an origin from an island during the Pleistocene when sea levels were 400 feet lower, likely situated in the Atlantic, where during the Ice Age, the Azores Islands would have been largely exposed and above water. It is also interesting to note that from my research, the oldest archaeological sites in the New World appear in South America rather than North America, which is also counterintuitive if one were to presume the Americas were first populated from Siberia coming via Alaska. With that in mind, I'll read a bit from the article. Quote, "Archaeologists have rewritten the history books for when humans first arrived in the Americas, shifting the date of the initial migration 15,000 years back in time. Excavations in a cave in Mexico called Chicahuiti revealed archaeological evidence of human occupation dating back up to 27,000 years. But computer analysis further pushes this date back, with the study claiming people first lived in the cave around 33,000 years ago. This is in clear contradiction to the widely accepted belief that humans did not reach North America until around 16,000 years ago. Academics agree that humans most likely migrated from Asia to the Americas via a land bridge across the Bering Strait, which is now underwater and forms the sea between Alaska and Russia. However, during the Ice Age, which started around 33,000 years ago and lasted until around 16,000 years ago, this route was blocked by glaciers. It was previously thought that people first crossed over to the Americas after the Ice Age, when the glaciers had melted, and most of the archaeological evidence discovered before now supports this theory. However, the Chicahuiti Cave indicates humans had already been on the continent for millennia, more than 30,000 years ago. Today, two studies are published in Nature, one detailing the site of Chicahuiti and another statistically analyzing 42 archaeological sites in the Americas. Nearly 2,000 stone tools were found in the Mexican cave over a 10-year study period, and their age was calculated using radiocarbon analysis. Using the archaeological evidence and Bayesian age modeling, a powerful tool that incorporates dates and archaeological evidence through statistics, we can estimate humans arrived at Chicahuiti Cave as early as 33,000 years ago. These findings help us understand the initial human occupation of the Americas in greater detail than ever before. Professor Tom Higham from the University of Oxford, who was involved in the research, advocates the theory that the surprisingly early movement occurred via the seas. The people that traveled into these new lands must have used maritime technology because the northern parts of North America were impenetrable and sealed off from eastern Eurasia by a massive ice sheet until 13,000 years ago, he says. While the researchers postulate on how humans reached the Mexican cave, they believe the site itself offers irrefutable evidence of human habitation. Dr. Cyprian Ardalan, who led the archaeological excavation, says, quote, "The finds at Chicahuiti Cave are extremely exciting. The archaeology is older than anything we've seen before, and the stone tools are of a type that is unique to the Americas. Human-made flaked stone artifacts are there by the thousands, embedded in layered sedimentary deposits that are now well dated." Dr. Jean-Luc Schwinniger, senior co-author of the paper on the excavations, says the publication of the research is very satisfying and will challenge long-established views. He says that to formulate such a bold new theory required extra amounts of diligence, scrutiny, patience, and perseverance. Professor Grun agrees that the findings will ruffle feathers and spark a lively debate into when the Americas were first reached by humans. Writing an accompanying News and Views article also published in Nature, Professor Grun says, quote, "The suggestion that the initial entry date was as far back as 33,000 years ago, which is more than double the currently popular date of around 16,000 years ago, will be very hard for most archaeologists specializing in early America to accept. That said, I've recently uploaded a video which explores some of the mythology regarding Atlantis, as well as supporting evidence for this possibility as an alternative starting point for the peopling of Europe as well as the Americas, as well as the diffusion of civilization into the Holocene or our current age. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon. My books make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section for those who are interested. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. I'd also like to extend my gratitude to those that have been sharing these videos, as I rely on word of mouth. So thank you for that as well. Please hit the like button and don't forget to subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your thoughts, so please leave a comment below. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.